KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM Cove. I never believed in the rubber. I never saw nobody climb over my fence. No black bag.
The sound of the Weather Station's 2021 album Ignorance is layered and rich and at times almost overwhelming. Which might make it all the more surprising that the Weather Station band leader, Tamara Lindemann, wrote a lot of the songs on Ignorance at home on a toy keyboard.
I have this like back deck on the third floor, and I'm like up in the bird world up there, and I often would take this toy keyboard outside and I'd be writing songs, and it would be like me and the birds.
It's sort of the musical equivalent of how Tamara is able to take a small moment or simple idea and expand it and connect it to larger existential issues in her lyrics. The Weather Station is set to release a new album this week, so we're revisiting our 2021 session today. I'm Raina Duris, and this is an Encore World Cafe. Question: what do cows, zebras, Oreos, and this song by Sarah McLachlan all have in common? They're all black and white.
Thank you.
This is the World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. The Weather Station is releasing their new album, Humanhood, this week on January 17th. So today, we're revisiting the last Weather Station session we recorded back in 2021. Enjoy. If you had asked me any time in the last few years for a list of the best, most promising contemporary songwriters, the Weather Station's Tamara Lindemann would always be on that list. Since she began the Weather Station as a mostly acoustic folk project in Toronto, Canada, about 15 years ago, Tamara has displayed her gift for intricate, almost stream-of-consciousness lyrics that range from the minutely personal to the vastly universal. With the Weather Station's fifth album, Ignorance, Tamara's lyricism is as sharp as ever, but she's also expanded her sound, leaving the purely folk realm to explore more experimental sonic territory. Tamara Lindemann joins me today, and coming up, we'll discuss that sound, those lyrics, where the inspiration comes from, and where Tamara's love of music started. You'll also hear live performances of songs from Ignorance, beginning with this, Try to Tell You, The Weather Station on World Cafe. You just heard Tried to Tell You performed live for the World Cafe by The Weather Station. Today, I am joined by The Weather Station's Tamara Lindemann. Tamara, welcome to the World Cafe.
Hello. Nice to see you. Yeah.
It's great to have you here. First of all, I'd like to clear something up, because when you started the weather station yourself in 2006, it was sort of a different thing than it is now. Over the years, it's kind of morphed and evolved in certain ways. There are 8 musicians playing on your latest album. Do you consider the weather station a band, a moniker, a solo project that becomes a band? What is it exactly?
I mean, it's a moniker. I mean, I heard a recent phrase that someone came up with, a bandonym, where essentially it's a band name for a person. So it's always been mine. And, you know, I form bands for various albums and for various tours. And it's actually a really nice way of doing it, because I get to collaborate with a lot of different people and change the music and the personnel as I go.
I think one thing that, you know, I've always noticed in your music is that your vocal melody is often very unpredictable. Like, I can't guess sometimes where you're going to go, or you do some very interesting melodic phrasing and turns. How much of it is improvised? How much of it do you come in knowing exactly what you're going to sing melodically?
Oh, I mean, it's all pretty planned ahead, but it's so funny because I think of my vocal melodies as so boring, but I guess they aren't. Yeah, but I mean, there's some songs like Robber, honestly, was like a fairly improvised, like, I think even when we recorded that, I didn't even have, like, I hadn't even decided which, like which verses I would use. So it was fairly like loose. And Atlantic was also pretty loose. Yeah.
We're going to play a clip of Robber right now from the album, because we've played this song a whole bunch on the show. And I understand you composed it on a toy keyboard.
Yeah, I honestly composed the whole album on a toy keyboard. It's very simple, but I think I must have had the keyboard on like an organ setting, and, you know, this automatic drum beat circling. And then just like, I definitely have a lot of voice memos of me just like zoning out on those chords and playing it for like 20 minutes, just singing stuff. And it was very zen.
Yeah, it's cool to hear how it begins, especially because I think, you know, when the saxophone comes in and stuff, and it's like, you would never necessarily know that it started as like these looping beats on a little keyboard. let's take a listen to a bit of Robert.
Okay, sure.
Robber from the Weather Station's new album, Ignorance. I'm talking to Tamara Lindemann of the Weather Station today on World Cafe. The next song we're going to hear you perform live is Parking Lot. Could you tell us about the encounter that inspired this song?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just any old encounter with a little brown bird. You know, I don't even remember if it was like a specific, I don't remember which parking lot it was, but you know, when you're on tour, you spend 90% of your time in very like unlovely spaces, like back alleys, parking lots, you know, gas stations. And yet, you know, what's so beautiful about, you know, planet Earth, man, is that like, there's always beauty and there's always life. And I just, the song speaks to, you know, just a very small moment where I realized that I had started to form a really, like, a real attachment to birds in general when I saw them, and thinking about their perspective was something that would take me away from my own.
Well, and it seems like there's a parallel too between you and the bird. And mm-hmm. the act of singing song too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to make of it. When I was writing this album, I actually like spent a lot of time like up. I have this like back deck on the third floor, and I'm like up in the bird world up there. And I often would take this toy keyboard outside, and I'd be writing songs, and it would be like me and the birds. And they're singing,
like a Disney
and I'm
princess.
Singing, and I'm like, what is going on here? I really love, but it's interesting to think of, like, you know, like cardinals, apparently, you know, they male cardinals are trying to learn a song that is the song that the female cardinals want to hear. And so they have to like learn it, but they don't have it right away. So they're like learning it from each other. And I found that really interesting to think of like, how do they know what to sing? How to, you know, and also too, the way that birds, like they really do just sing the same call over and over again. And I was thinking about, you know, what does that feel like? You know, if I could imagine myself to be a bird, of like, what does it feel like to approach again the same call? You know, and with birds, it is language, right? So they're speaking, but you know, so many mysteries. But it's true, there is a parallel.
Let's take a listen to Parking Lot. It's the weather station on World Cafe.
Thank you.
Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, speaking with Tamara Lindemann of The Weather Station. You just heard The Weather Station performing the song Parking Lot from their new album, Ignorance. That was recorded live for the World Cafe. This is your fifth album as The Weather Station. But Tamara, you've been performing for a long, long time, including as an actor when you were younger. In fact, I'm pretty sure I saw you perform when I was 10 years old in Toronto. It would have been around 1996. My parents took me to see the Donny Osmond production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And you were one of the kids in the choir, right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
That's wild. You went on to act in a bunch of other things when you were younger, in TV shows and in movies. How did you find your way into that world?
Well, you know, that Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat was actually like a big doorway. I was in a choir, we were one of four choirs that they chose to, they rotated us in and out because we were literal children. And then through this community theater, I met, like, there were two kids who like went to Toronto, got agents and like got into TV. And I was like, well, I don't know, like maybe I could do that. Who knows? And I hated high school and like it sucked. So I think I just wanted to get out of school. That was like my rationale. But it was a strange thing to do. Yeah.
It's a very vulnerable time if you're not on screen, let alone if you are.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Tamara Lindemann of The Weather Station on World Cafe. We're going to hear you perform the song Where next. And it kind of gets at the idea of a performance, you know, trying to fit into something and this thing not working for you. What can you tell us about this song?
Definitely what often draws me to write a song is like a complex concept that's a little tangled and I can't quite unravel it. And that's what pulls me in to write the song. And so this one was like, I tried to wear the world like some kind of garment, you know, was the line that was in my notebook. And that's what I think of when I think of trying to wear the world is trying to empathize with the world, trying to be the world, trying to be a part of it. You know, I tend to sound a little crazy when I talk about these things, but yeah, it was very deep concepts for me.
I think that's more relatible than maybe you think it is.
It
you
is,
know?
Yeah.
This is Where from The Weather Station. It's World Cafe.
I tried to wear the world like some kind of garment. I reached my fingers down inside of all the clinging pockets. And fabric stained, torn, scratched, pulling at the seams. I wandered up onto the street like that dress so gracelessly. It does not matter to the world if I embody it. It could not matter less that I wanted to be a part of it. Still I fumble with my hands and tongue to open and to part it. I tried to wear the world like some kind of jacket. It does not keep me warm. I cannot ever seem to fasten it. Bodies never warned not to move. They wanted all of it to be hidden, to be touched, to be known. To be undressed, to be cold. Why can't I be the body graceful in the cloth of it? Why can't you want me for the way I cannot handle it? Am I ever understood? Am I hidden by this hood? I tried to wear each word that
the weather station where performed for World Cafe. The weather station's Tamara Lindemann is my guest today. You wrote this album in 2018, 2019. Right before you wrote it, you did a little light reading. You read the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's special report on global warming. Obviously, climate change is a very big issue, but not everybody is sitting down to read that report. What was it that made you want to dig deep and really understand climate change and what was going on?
I mean, so many things. I, you know, like all of us born in the 80s, this is something that's been there my whole life. You know, at times it's been in the foreground, at times it's been in the background. And I just started reading the articles, and then I started reading more articles. And then I was like, okay, I got to try to read this report, which is really dry and really difficult to read.
I should remind people that that report that came out in 2018, mm-hmm. that was the one that said, you know, we've got 12 years yeah. to turn this around mm-hmm. if we want to. And now it's 4 years later, and it's hard to say what has, I mean, some stuff has happened, but like meaningfully, it's hard to say what's actually happened or how much that has stuck with people, because yeah. there's always something that's a little more urgent, right? Or that people think is more urgent to deal with, mm-hmm. right? Which, mm-hmm. you know, there's lots to be said on that. Knowing what you know about climate change, feeling the feelings that you feel about it, that so many of us feel about it, how do you live with it? How do you, in the face of this huge existential threat and the feelings yeah. of powerlessness and grief, how do you keep yourself from losing it? What do you do for yourself? How do you look at things to keep yourself sane, I guess?
Well, it's interesting. I have been thinking about that a lot lately. I found that because I look at it on a daily basis and I try to stay up to date with all the developments, I no longer feel like what I would deem climate anxiety, other than, of course, like as a human, of course, you're afraid. I feel more like deep feelings of like, I felt like there was the climate anxiety that gave way to like climate grief. And then I moved to like a new stage of like, you know, beneath the grief was care and beneath the grief was love. And you know, I still get sad sometimes when I, you know, see a beautiful natural event and I wonder like, if I have a child, will they see, you know, will they know this abundance that I've known? But you know, I feel like the nihilism and sort of fear is for me, you know, something of the past, and now I care, you know, like a mother cares, you know?
Yeah. That's like, it's inspiring in this really interesting way. Like, to be talking about this stuff and to feel inspired is kind of a nice thing, that facing it can help you stop being so afraid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cause then too, you see like what's still here, and you realize how much you care. And I think that's so beautiful of like the care, you know, it's spring right now, and I love seeing the world become green again. And I just think of how precious, you know, that experience is. Yeah.
In this last song that we're going to hear from you, Atlantic, it sounds like you are kind of touching on what we've just been talking about with the sunset, the field, the glass of wine.
Petals. Yeah, that's true, actually. That's true. They're both in there, the beauty and the fear. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been speaking with Tamara Lindemann of The Weather Station. Here is The Weather Station performing Atlantic. Some strangers feet.
trees overhead. Again, we should get all this down off my mind. I should really know better than to read the headlines. Does it matter if I see?
Performed live for the World Cafe. That was Atlantic from the Weather Station. It is from their new album, Ignorance. I have been talking to Tamara Lindemann of the Weather Station today. Tamara, thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for talking with me today. I really love talking to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's nice to meet you at last.
I'm Rena Duris, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard an encore of my conversation with Weather Station from 2021. Their new album, Humanhood, is out January 17th. Now, if you're listening in the car, you are in luck because this next song is a perfect one to sing along to when no one can hear you. I mean, maybe you have a voice like Brandi Carlile. In that case, congratulations. But maybe you're like me and you can't and you still want to wail out the chorus. Car's a perfect place. This is The Joke, Brandi Carlile.
Aren't you, boy, with your quiet voice an impeccable style. Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Let them laugh while they can. Let them spin. Let them scatter in the wind. I have been to the movies. I've seen hands. And the joy. Discouraged, don't you, girl? It's your brother's world for a while longer. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream. Call it living the dream. Call it kicking the ladder. They come to kick dirt in your face, to call you weak and then you have to carry in your baby on your back across the desert. I saw your eyes behind your hair, and you're looking tired, but you don't look scared.
Rain is calling down when I'm in my door. destination. Super love the situation. I think we made it. I can feel the energy underneath the ground. The world is going up in flames. Rain is coming down.
When I'm in my darkest hour, I look to you. Baby, you're my super.
Thank you.
One More Night, Michael Kiwanuka. Something to get your heart rate up next on World Cafe. Raina Duris with you here on World Cafe. It is the beginning of the year, getting back into routine. Maybe you're going to the gym and stuff, and your workout playlist might need a bit of a refresh for 2025. This song should probably be on there. It's Tunde Adebimpe with Magnetic.
I was thinking about my time in space. I was thinking about the human race. In the age of tenderness and rage, had me kicking through the end of days. From inside I heard a message cry. Shining lightning in the sky. So get your head right and hold it high. So look around now, babe, you know you got the touch because you're time in space. I was thinking about the human race. In the age of tenderness and rage, had me flipping for an extra page. From inside I heard a message cry. Shining like mirrors in the sky. Get it together, kids, it's time to fly. Sail it around now, you know you got the touch. You wanna come like that for?
You know y'all.
Indian sense, English pound.
folks home with a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours jump. Yeah, well, bye-bye. Wave bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, the lunch bell rings. Take one out through your pants. Cheese boy got. What do we have for entertainment? Cops kicking gypsies on the pavement. Now the news has led to attention. Lunar landing of the dentist convention. Italian monster shoots a lobster. See-through restaurant gets out of hand. Car and fridge, a fridge in the car. A cowboy's tune, TV land.
You know, pop!
Don't stop, keep a horse car.
Sweat some more. The sun will sink and we'll get out the door. It's no good for man to work in cages. Hit the town, he drinks his wages. Your friend, your sweat. But did you notice you are getting. Your friend, your sweat. But did you notice not getting anywhere. Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Get your car out of that gear. Call the marks, a fire and Engels. Came to the checkout at the 7-Eleven. Marks was big, but he had sense. Engels, Lennon, the necessary events.
What do we got?
Yeah.
What do we got?
Yeah.
What do we got?
Magnificent.
What do we got?
Luther King and the Hat but Dandy went to the park to check on the game. But they was murdered by the other team. Went on to win 50-0. You can be true, you can be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates, a Milhouse Nixon, broke with the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek or in Tin Tin. Who's more famous in the billion million? Who's Flash? Vacuum cleaner sucks up Budgie.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Yours and you'll be mine. Roses are red and sky is blue. Yes, you like me and I like you. Can't you see that I like you? Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Nothing's better in the end than having you as a friend. Oh, please be my Valentine. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Roses are red and sky is blue. Yes, you like me and I like you. Hold my hand, it gets all sweaty. My legs, they wobble like spaghetti. My heart's beating like the bass drum. If this is love, it sure feels fun. Please be my Valentine. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Roses are red and sky is blue. Yes, you like me and I like you. Friendship shows. Well, you like spinach and I like peas. Well, I even like your knobby knees. Please be my Valentine. I'll be yours